When Jerry, the husband of Holly, dies from an illness, she loses the love of her life. Knowing how hard Holly will take his death, Jerry plans ahead. Beginning on her 30th birthday, she receives the first in a series of letters written by him, designed to ease her grief and encourage her to move forward to her new life. Letter 1. Hey, baby. Surprise. I know this probably feels a little bit morbid, but I just hate the idea that I'm not gonna be there to see you freak out over turning 30. I mean, excuse me not to be there. That's funny, okay? No, it's not. You're gonna be so impressed. I have a plan, baby. Can you believe it? I've written you letters that will be coming to you all sorts of ways. I thought I'd wait for you till your birthday. I figure out you weren't stepping out of the house for a while. Letter number 1 will be arriving tomorrow. Now, you must do what I say, okay? Okay? Don't try to figure out how the letters are coming. It's too brilliant and it ruined my plan. Just go along with me on this. Because the thing is, I just can't say goodbye yet. So, for starters, I want you to get Dada and just go out and celebrate tonight. Go out with your girlies. I hereby free you from the party with your family, especially your mom. Oh man, your mom's there, isn't she? Shit. Sorry, Patricia. It isn't that I don't love you, but she needs to get a little crazy. So have a slice of the bloody cake, put on your party dress, and get out of the apartment. Denise, make a plan. Just leave me with John, okay? I know that wherever I am, I'm missing you. Happy birthday. I love you. Letter 2. Save yourself bruises and buy yourself a bedside lamp. And remember, a disco diva must look her best. Go buy yourself a knockout outfit. You'll need it for when my next letter comes. And I know you hate your job, but I'll help. Look for a sign. You'll know what to do. P.S. I love you. Letter 3. Go on, disco diva. Karaoke this month. Perform, and you never know, you might be rewarded. P.S. I love you. Letter 4. My leather jacket is for you. I always loved the way that looked on you. But the rest of my stuff, you don't need it. So make some space in the bloody apartment for yourself. Go on. It's time, baby. P.S. I love you. Letter 5. Hey, big mama. Make sure my baby has a good time. Make sure you and John do everything you want to do, whenever you want to do it. And make sure my baby does things. I want you to take her fishing. And be sure to give yourself a big, sweaty pony boy kiss from me. Letter 6. Denise, take Holly to Willems, my favorite pub. There's beautiful music to be heard, beautiful people to be around. And Denise, you're going to heaven for being my baby's friend. I'm making all the arrangements up here for you. Got a few hot men lined up. I hear Ben Franklin's hum like a racehorse. Love you. Letter 7. To my Galway girl. You're an angel for seeing my folks. I told you my mom didn't hate your guts. well, you know, anymore. You're now standing in my fort, where I did all my big thinking. This is where I'm still thinking about you, after the very first time we met. You didn't look real to me at first. I never saw so many colors on one girl before. But you look like you belong out there, right? You and all your colors. Do you remember the first thing you ever said to me? Lost? Oh, you don't look lost. Not to me. At first, the no talking thing didn't last. Before long, I couldn't get you to shut up. But you were so cute, trying to impress me with William Blake and all your grand plans. I had no idea what you were talking about, but I couldn't help loving the way you talked. I didn't have a clue, actually. I loved you right then and there. Life had changed as I knew it, and now it's changed again, love. See, I don't worry about you remembering me. You're that girl on the road you keep forgetting. My business is to create. It doesn't even matter what you do. You told me that, remember? P.S. So, go home. Go find it. Find that thing that makes you like nobody else. I'll help. Look for a sign. Letter 8. The last one. Dear Holly, I don't have much time. I don't mean literally. I mean you're out buying ice cream, I'll be home soon. But I have a feeling that this is the last letter, because there's only one thing left to tell you. It isn't to go down memory lane or make you buy a lamp. You can take care of yourself without any help from me. It's to tell you how much you move me, how you change me. You made me a man by loving me, Holly. And for that, I'm eternally grateful, literally. If you can promise me anything, promise me that whenever you're sad or unsure or you lose complete faith, that you'll try to see yourself through my eyes. Thank you for the honor of being my wife. I'm a man with no regrets. How lucky am I? You made my life, Holly. But I'm just one chapter in yours. There'll be more, I promise. So here it comes, the big one. Don't be afraid to fall in love again. Watch out for that signal. When life as you know it ends. P.S. I will always love you. I just want to see you when you're all alone. I just want to catch you if I can. I just want to be there when the morning light explodes. On your face it radiates, I can't escape. I love you to the end. I love you to the end.
Dear Jerry, you said you wanted me to fall in love again. And maybe one day I will. But there are all kinds of love out there. This is my one and only life, and it's a great and terrible and short an endless thing, and none of us come out of it alive. I don't have a plan, except it's time my mom left again. She has never seen the world she has never seen Ireland. So I'm taking her back where we started. Maybe now she'll understand. I don't know how you did it, but you brought me back from the dead. I'll write to you again soon. P.S. Guess what? I just wanna tell you nothing you don't want to hear. All I want is for you to say, oh, why don't you just take me where I've never been before? I know you want to hear me catch my breath. I love you till the end. I love you till the end. I love you till the end.